Well, the boys had to work really hard for that win, Derek, but a deserved 3 points in the end.
Yeah, I mean, first half performance was excellent. You know, Dundee have changed their shape, they came up, and we've had to try and work round that shape, you know, and you know, we missed a few chances, and I think we had 10 corners in the first half, and we went close and on a few of them, and it was constant pressure, but you're always, well, it's still 0-0. The away team's always going to have a chance, especially with the players that they have, so you're never totally comfortable. We didn't start the second half well enough. We were a wee bit in between in our organisation, and we gave them a bit of encouragement. I thought they started the second half the better team, but there's no question for out with that 15-minute period, I thought we were totally dominant, and the players have to show patience and confidence and maturity to make sure that we don't get that early goal, we keep doing what we think's right, and Wee Hayes pops up on the right-hand side. You know, he beats their wing-back and a real quality cross, and Adam does brilliant for his header. And I think once we got that goal, it was all about trying to get the next one on the counter-attack, and I thought we the second goal was probably, I felt, a fairer reflection overall in terms of the 2-0 scoreline.
Is this where the self-belief that you've instilled into the team really comes into play? You just keep at it and the goals will come?
I think the players show that belief, you know, obviously we can believe in them, but I think there's a maturity and a confidence about them, you know, and it's like, you know, when you're on top of teams, we've been that with a lot of teams last season, and none more so than Dundee at times, where we haven't quite capitalised on the dominance and it's come back to bite us, so we wanted to make sure that there is that and our confidence to keep doing what we think's right. We don't let anxiety or the situation get stop you doing what's right, and having that confidence within yourself to keep champing at the door. And you know, it can sometimes come later than even what it was today, but you've just got to keep getting on the ball and ask questions of the opposition. And I thought for the majority of the game we did that. You know, I thought it was like I say, the first 15 minutes of the second half, I thought Dundee were encouraged by a wee bit from a combination of good play for them and a wee bit of sloppiness from us and our organisation. But once we've overseen that, and certainly once we get the goal, I thought it was, once we get that goal, I felt we would have been good enough to see it out.
It would be great to keep the winning run going until you meet Celtic, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's funny, I got asked about the Celtic game 2 games ago. You know, it's just all about the next game, and it's part of it. We can't get too ahead of it. We've had to fight and scrap to win this today, you know, and you know, last week at Motherwell, we've had to find a way to win as well. So every game's as a challenge. Every game has got to be overcome, and part of it will be no different next week.